Kyle Peter lives in Tuluksak. He was one of the first people to rush to the river after the accident. It was just after 7:30 at night. Two men, Peter Salafi and Joseph Hale, had taken a wrong trail out of town and driven their snow machines into an unmarked open hole in the Kuskokwim River ice. Inside the village, Kyle Peter answered a call from a friend who told him the news. Together, they raced to the open hole.
It was late. When it was dark, we couldn't see anything. So we gathered the group and said, we can't do anything today. We'll have to come back tomorrow.
That was Friday night. Kyle Peter, along with about 10 others from Tuluksak, have come back every day since looking for the missing men. The group is young. Peter is 26 and the others are around the same age. Tuluksak's older, more experienced searchers are either hunkering down because of the pandemic or are related to the missing men. Yupik tradition says relatives should not participate in organized search efforts for their kin. For some of the young Tuluksak volunteers, this is their first time looking for a missing body. Peter has done it a few times before, but never quite like this.
That was the first time I've done it with a snow machine and a rope.
Older, more experienced searchers from Bethel and Akiachuk taught the young Tuluksak crew how to use a snow machine to slowly pull a motorless boat across the open water with drag hooks hanging off it. The hooks scrape along the bottom of the river, looking to snag clothing or other gear.
We just watched the Bethel crew for about an hour, and then we started to understand what they were doing, and then we started taking initiative.
On Saturday, the day after the accident, they pulled the snow machines of the two missing men from the hole in the ice, but didn't find a body. All day Sunday, they looked, and in the final minutes of daylight, Peter and members of the young Tuluksak crew decided to drag the river one last time.
Two of my buddies snagged onto something, and we stopped the boat, and then they started pulling it up and recovered one of the two lost.
They boated to the water's edge and pulled the body onto the river ice.
And then we gathered up as a group, got in a circle, and then we prayed for the recovered and prayed for the family and prayed for a group.
Bethel volunteers carried the body back to Bethel. Searchers continue looking for the body of the other missing man, passing along recovery skills from one generation to another, all during one of the coldest weeks along the Kuskokwim River this winter. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.